Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:42, 18 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spring-like day today, highs of 82, and then it warms throughout the week, highs between 85 and 90 on Friday, a cold front comes through, chance for rain on Sunday, and then highs of only 70 on Sunday, 74 on Monday with lower humidity. Sarintha Strickland joins us now, Executive Director of the Jefferson Ready Start Network. Good morning, Dr. Strickland, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
Thanks for coming on. I love your first name. I've never heard that before.
Then you haven't met multiple family members across generations. It's a family name that's been handed down.
I think it's beautiful. Let's talk about early education, early childhood education in Jefferson Parish. How important is it that the kids get the head start that they need? I hate to use the phrase head start, but you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely, I know what you're saying. Most people recognize that early care and education is critical for our youngest learners. But our message really is, and it sort of follows your previous speaker.
Dr. Strickland, I hate to interrupt you, but I don't know if you're moving around or not, but we suddenly had a little connection problem. So if you could kind of go back to where you were when we started.
Absolutely.
There we go.
So I was just agreeing with you that early care and education is critical for our youngest learners. But it's not just an issue for children. It's an issue for working families. It's a broader issue for our workforce and even our economic development in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah, because we were talking to Leah Long last half hour, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about a shortage of employees, and part of the problem is once people have kids, getting them back to the workforce because they got to have something to do with the kids, right?
Absolutely. It's not just a Jefferson Parish issue. Access to quality early care and education really is a national crisis right now. And some of it is a post-COVID phenomenon, but it's a continuing issue that really impacts all of us. And we have to figure out some local solutions paired with state solutions as well as federal. It is a complex issue. We do have federal dollars, we have state dollars, but we really need to find local, long-term, sustainable funding to support this issue.
Let's talk about the Jefferson Ready Start Network. What is that?
It is a coalition of partners. So it's folks like you and me, Tommy, that come together with the charge by the Louisiana Department of Education to increase access to high-quality early care and education at the local level. So we are hyper-focused on Jefferson Parish. We have an advisory board that includes business owners, business organizations, educators, healthcare, local government, parish leaders, and we look to local data. What are the numbers and the stats in Jefferson Parish tell us about this issue, and how can we use that local data to come up with creative strategies to address this crisis?
What I think is so important here, and that is to be commended, is that because of the situation, Jefferson Parish in a lot of ways can look for, instead of dealing with the crisis now, they can look ahead to the future, and they can say, what can we do now to prepare ourselves for the future? And that really is what the Focus on the Future Forum was all about, right?
It was. It was a focus on workforce of today, workforce of tomorrow. Let's look at how we can, as Councilman Scott Walker says, stop kicking the can down the road. We have to address it today in order to have a more prosperous future. So by offering high quality early care and education to our youngest citizens, our youngest learners now, we can ensure that they have success down the road. And data really support this. It shows that children who have high quality early care and education in their youngest years, and I'm talking infants, toddlers, and our young preschoolers, if they have that quality early on, they are 25% more likely to graduate from high school. They're more likely to have positive health outcomes as adults. So this is a wide-ranging issue, but it also then prepares them to be part of the workforce of tomorrow. So if you're a business owner and you're short-staffed, you are looking at young adults to fill those holes in employment. So we have to address the issue now, provide childcare so that your current workforce can get to work, but also start preparing that workforce that will be knocking on your door in 15 and 18 years.
The Focus on the Future Forum happened last Wednesday. It was a pretty diverse panel. Talk about that, if you would, please, Dr. Strickland, and some of the things that you learned from the panel.
We were very excited to have such an incredible group on our panel. It was moderated by Councilman Scott Walker. And on the panel was our parish president, Cynthia Shang, our sheriff, Joe Lapinto, our superintendent, James Gray, and a special guest and keynote speaker, Dr. Ali Bustamante. He is an economist and professor at the University of New Orleans. And this group really came together, and to me that was one of the highlights, is just having such a group of esteemed parish leaders talking about this issue and looking at it from different perspectives. So you have the parish president talking about the parish's workforce and their need to get their employees to work. And the superintendent talking about it from the perspective of kindergarten readiness and having children reading on grade level at third grade so that they can graduate high school on time. The sheriff talked about some of the data that we have that show that children who do not have access to early care and education are 70% more likely to be engaged with the criminal justice system by the age of 18.
And so, say that again, doctor, if you would. I think that's pretty important.
It is very important. There are studies that show that children who lack access, who do not participate in high-quality early care and education in those very earliest years, are 70% more likely engaged with the criminal justice system before the age of 18.
Wow.
So this is not just the parents of young children issue. This is a parish-wide issue. And Dr. Bustamante illustrated that point as well in providing data that shows that if we invest locally, if we invest as a community, then we have broader economic impact. Because another great part of our data show millions of dollars of economic losses in Jefferson Parish because of breakdowns in childcare, and thus breakdowns in the workforce and in those businesses.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because we'll talk about, as you mentioned, businesses and about the future, about buy-in. And when you cite that statistic, 70% of kids that don't have access to that early childhood education are more likely to face the criminal justice system. The cheapest thing we can do, if not for the right reason, the cheapest thing economically it seems like we can do is invest in early child care, and you're asking the business community to buy in. Dr. Sarintha Strickland, our guest, executive director of the Jefferson Ready Start Network, and that is a startling statistic, that 70%. 7:51, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Sarintha Strickland, Executive Director of the Jefferson Ready Start Network, talking about early child care in Jefferson Parish. Doctor, somebody texted in and said, where did the doctor get the stats on positive effects of early education that haven't been implemented? And you got that from Sheriff Joe LaPinto, did you not?
Actually, we get the data from the research that we stay on top of related to early care and education. So it's not necessarily the sheriff's department data, but we certainly had the opportunity to have conversations with the sheriff, and they recognize this and see it in their work every day. That is, individuals who don't have those opportunities, that lack access, that hit school behind and never catch up, they then disengage from school and are, let's just say, lost as they move along through the system and don't have those opportunities that more fortunate individuals have.
And 70% more likely to be involved in the criminal justice system. You want the business community to literally buy in, right, and make an investment in this?
Absolutely. There's so many ways that the business community can be involved, and they can learn more at our website for Jefferson Ready Start Network. And it really is a wonderful opportunity to be involved. We've actually asked them to sponsor a child. There are different ways to do that. We work through a nonprofit. The Jefferson Community Foundation is our nonprofit partner. And every dollar we raise at the local level through business contributions or even through the local government investing in early care and education, it's matched dollar for dollar by the state's Early Childhood Education Fund. So we've had some opportunity to access those state matching dollars and put more children, and particularly those children in economically disadvantaged families, in families who are working, we're able to put them in quality seats, and then every dollar is matched, so we have a double impact even today.
You know, I know Scott Walker personally. I know him from when he's 12 years old because I work with his dad. But when it comes to, everything's partisan in this country. But Dr. Strickland, when it comes to this, this crosses party lines, does it not?
Absolutely. We are definitely a nonpartisan organization, and we are able to share data not just about lack of access, but about the impact of access of quality early care and education, and we're happy to share that. We do have a report on our website that really looks at the landscape of early care and education and speaks to the huge gap, because in Jefferson, we have as many as 28,000 children under the age of five, and about 15,000 of them are in families who are defined as economically disadvantaged, and we're only serving about 5,000 in publicly funded seats. So there is a huge gap in children who have access to high quality, and we need to figure out how to close that gap.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. I hope you come back and talk some more about this, because it's very, very important.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.